With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast with Jim Jim and Nobby.
It seems today that on TV there are so many programs, which one should we see? But where can we get some decent telly? Sitting on our backside, Podgy has a TV guide. He tells us what he's streaming, what his telly box is beaming, cause the coppers told him he can't go outside. It's time for Podgy's TV Guide.
I'm in Jeff Belzy.
What is the telly
buffet? This time 4 years ago I was in Portugal.
Were you?
Yeah.
How'd you know?
Time hop.
Time hop. What would you do without time hop?
Just get on with my life.
Yeah.
I'm all for Britain voting for Brexit and screwing up their own country. But when it starts affecting me, it's not good enough.
What can't you get?
I had to pay. I had to bail out my own goods out of Brexit jail from on post.
Oh yes, I had to do that a few times.
What the... But it's buying a raffle ticket for something you already own.
Lads, have you ever met anyone who wants to do their job less than the fellas behind the counter at the on post collection depot?
This isn't us doing this. We're just offering this as a service.
Oh, Jesus. Oh. I mean, the first thing that greets is ring the bell, underlined, once.
Oh, well.
That tells you all you need to know.
There was a depot near me, a post depot, when I was a little fella, and our big thing was how many times you could ring the bell before they opened the hatch. And one guy got 54.
Oh, God. Oh,
and they couldn't even, the way it was built, they couldn't get out through a normal doorway to get us. It was the biggest knick-knack game of all time.
I tell you, if they ever put knick-knack in the Olympics, we're winning it. But I can't be doing this, lads. Something has to be done.
What were you importing, if you don't mind me asking?
Me Liverpool Supporters Club. They send you your membership every year. Like, there's your little key ring, there's your little thing. No, I'm a member. I don't just say, I follow Liverpool. I follow Liverpool.
So what does that get you, like?
A key ring. How much does it cost to bail out your key ring from Liverpool?
£6.
Wow. Lads, I'm going to start with this week, right? This, if you want a bit of cheering up, this is class. Some people might think it's for little people. I enjoyed it.
Squirrel
Doug from Up has his own. You're going to absolutely love this. He is hilarious. And Doug, of course, is the dog from Up with the talking collar, so you can hear his thoughts. There's 5 episodes at the moment. I think there's more coming. They're about 12 minutes each.
Are they on the Disney Plus?
Disney Plus, give it the goo, Doug Days.
I am Dog, and this makes me squirrel. I am warning you once again, but I will not warn you after that.
Dog!
Doug!
Get out of my azaleas.
I digged them.
Yeah, it's not digged, it's dug.
Yes?
No, you didn't digged, you dug.
I am Dog.
Doug, Carl, Russell and Squirrel, they're all there. Squirrel, give it the go. It's so funny.
Oh, that's magic. That is magic. Well, I'm going to stay with the Disney Plus.
Yeah.
You might have seen a bit of this going around this week. Why The Last Man?
Yeah, if you want a prize for this, stay listening to this show. That's all I can say.
Is it a movie? Is it a TV series?
It's a series.
It's a series. Yeah. Something happens and all the men on the earth get wiped out except for one. But all the boards are still there.
Ah, oh, nothing wrong with that.
Nobby,
Stop.
If you go on to
not
Disney,
like, stop.
If you go on to Disney Plus now, it's the top thing right across your bar. Before you browse on anything, you can't miss it. They do that stuff so well.
So there's one man left, and his job is to keep everything going, isn't it?
Yeah, you should be wrecked, wouldn't you?
Why? The last janitor. Now, sorry, I'm having a bit of trouble with me water pipes there now. Can you come around? Where are you? Africa. Yeah, no bother, I'll be there Wednesday. What do you think? You think the women can't do the jobs themselves there, Jim?
No, I'm not talking about that kind of jobs.
Oh.
Mr. President, you're...
I'm fine.
Come on, guys. This is a man's world.
Madam President, power plants will start to shut down.
Which city? All of them.
Somewhere is the answer to how this all happened and how we fix it.
Who are you?
Yorick.
You're reproductively interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Reproductively interesting, yeah. Bit of gigs, lads. How about a bit of gigs? Yeah, Global Citizen
Where's
Life.
Where's the last gig you went to, Nobby? You went to one of the things in the summer, did you?
I went to Gavin James.
So this is a 24-hour gig, right? Here it is.
Demand action on our biggest challenges. Get down! From Lagos. Paris.
Ed Sheeran, Doja Cat, DJ Snake, Christina and the Queens, City. Coldplay, Billie Eilish, Camila Cabello, Lopez, Lizzo, Shawn Mendes.
I'm still standing.
Her, Stevie, Dubai, Lumineers,
Sydney, London, Seoul, and other locations
around the world. Rag and Bone Man,
Lord,
Ricky Martin.
What?
In a generation, yeah. 24-hour global event to defend the planet,
Stormzy,
and defeat poverty. The time for talk is over. Together, we can move the world one action at a time.
How the hell do we see it apart from YouTube? Maybe it is all YouTube, is it?
It's on BBC One, 5:30 on Saturday evening. Give it a go!
Yes! Good luck to you! Good luck to you!
Oh, yes.
Bum, bum, all day, Saturday from 5 o'clock.
Beer and... Dog days for the win, for the big smiley face on you.
Beer and tunes, Marche de Hulley.
Up the flats!
Free gaff, Nobby's gaff.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104.
It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104. It's 10 past 7 on a Friday morning, the 24th of September.
Holy great tune.
It is a good one.
I thought now the word wags was, you know, done away with, and it was offensive, and it was, you know, a bit upsetting towards women.
It was always offensive, yeah.
So meet the Ryder Cup wags. It's the one of the front pages this morning.
Oh.
Shane Larry and his wife, Wendy.
Well, I don't think it's wives and girlfriends isn't offensive. Is it like if it was like... there's much more offensive words than that. So, like, you know, like husbands and boyfriends.
I thought I read that it's, you know, upset some ladies of that fraternity, but, you know.
Yeah, no, they have wives and girlfriends. That's what they are. It's not demeaning, I don't think. But maybe it is. Miracle on the Beach. This is incredible. This is a Hero pilot crash lands in County Wexford on a beach. You see this?
I heard about it, yeah.
A medic at the scene of a plane crash on Wexford's beach has hailed the pilot, insisting it was an absolute miracle that no one died. Four were hurt when the plane plunged at Burrow Beach with suspected engine failure. Here's the picture of the landing.
This is Burrow Beach now in Wexford, not in Sutton, for anyone who's wondering.
Yeah, Wexford. And four lives.
Very lucky, I mean.
Four lives saved.
You know, a lot of skill involved there, and obviously you have to be in the right place, the right time to be able to land somewhere like that.
I was just thinking, because I keep seeing those kind of planes, that size plane flying around, and I keep thinking, oh, I'd love to go on one of them.
A friend of mine's always doing it. He does it just out of divilment.
I've been in one once.
Flies above the chimneys, takes photographs of Dublin Bay.
Does he, yeah?
Yeah, Greg will ring you up, no problem.
Yeah.
Would you be nervous, would you?
Who's it again?
Greg.
No, I wouldn't be nervous, Greg. No, he's a proper pilot.
Yeah.
It's the people who
do it for fun. Oh, no, I wouldn't. No. I wouldn't get into some little messer.
Well, I did. Like somebody who got it for a Christmas present, and once they'd done enough miles, they could take people up.
Ah, yeah.
No, I was in the back, and it was like, oh.
No, he's flown Airbus A340s.
Oh, no, Greg, no problem. Yeah.
Ryanair's and...
Give us a shout, Greg.
Bring both of us up. You can take pictures.
Well, I don't know. If anything
what?
Happened, if anything happened, we couldn't wipe out the whole show.
Ah, be grand.
Residents near Croke Park blasted plans for 6 planned concerts next year and fumed. When there's a concert, it's like having living next door to a nightclub with 80,000 people at it. But the 5 Garth Brooks shows and an Ed Sheeran gig, stand by for another one.
Another way you can block out a hashtag and a word on Twitter. Can we not do that with him?
Well, we go direct to the commentators of the day, Jedward. Jedward have said,
what are they saying? Come on, Jedward.
Jedward have said it's a disgrace that the Garth Brooks gigs are going ahead. They said it's okay for the Ed Sheeran ones because his granny's from Wexford. He's part of our culture. But this other lad, no, not so much. This is just a cash grab, they said. Jedward have slammed Garth Brooks' attempt to play Five Nights at Croke Park, saying the country singer only cares about money and not his fans.
I don't know if that's true now.
If he cared about his fans, he would have come and done the three like years ago. I'm sick of talking about him.
I can see that point, but I do know some fellas who are absolutely obsessed with him, and they have photographs with him and they've met him, and I think it's unfair to say he doesn't care about his fans.
Yeah, well, if he cared about his fans, he would have come and done the three gigs.
I can definitely see that argument.
Anyway, I officially announce now that we have a ban on talking
good,
about that
good.
Cowboy hatted wearing person.
Yeah.
From now, that's it. Now, never talking about him again. I don't care if he's in Croke Park.
I don't care if he abseils down the roof.
Yeah.
Something naked. I don't care.
If he is the one that speaks to aliens, there's an alien landing in Croke Park and Garth Brooks is the human leader that they asked to speak to, I'm not talking about him.
If it turns
again.
Out he's fungi himself, I don't care.
And anyone who here calling him Garrett, I'm never speaking to them again either. Now,
yeah,
this is quite a serious one. Burglary has 4 RIP website gaffes info. So burglars have been using RIP.ie's website to target dead people's homes left unoccupied while grieving families are attending funerals.
My question for this is, though, on RIP, it doesn't necessarily give you even the road where the person lived. No. How do they know?
I would go vague. Well, you have to put the road in because then people go, is that, you know?
You don't put the number in, though.
You don't put the number in, but you put, like, it's very easy to find out. Betty McNamara from, you know, Swords. You look it up and then there she is.
And
the
they
phone
go around there. To the late Betty's house and
there's a whole new level of now this is done.
There's no morals when it comes to scrolls and burglars, you know, so there's no point trying to appeal to that nature.
No,
it
sure.
It ain't there.
I've heard of people being attacked at graveyards. And their houses being, their cars being robbed while they're off crying at graves. This happens in New York. Right, not criminals now. You can't get an apartment in Manhattan. There's loads of places you just can't. The property is just so tight. People look at the death notices to find out what apartments are getting freed up.
Oh.
And they'll even sort of attend the funeral and pretend they knew them. And they go, well, is anyone moving in here?
Was I in the wheel?
So, yeah, that's a thing. But yeah, robbing houses. I would keep it vague in RIP.ie.
Yeah, keep it vague. Well, hopefully none of us will have to use this, you know, for a long time to go. All right, it's 7:16. It's F104. It's Friday, everybody. It's Friday. Come on. We got this.
I've got the top wish list of toys that little people want, and some of the old favourites are still up there.
Can I have a PlayStation 5 Santa? I really want one.
Oh, no.
Better days in F104. Right, so Crossy's actually here. So, Crossy, can we tickle you? Where are you going this morning to go to someone's house? You just have to shout, I'm afraid.
Yeah, he can't tell us. It's a sworn to secrecy.
Is it in Dublin?
He can't even give clues.
It's in Dublin and I'm going on the keys.
Do they have a front door?
He's going on the keys.
That's okay. All I'm going to say.
Okay.
And it's a house. It's not a workplace.
Okay.
Oh, don't give us any more information. That's going to rule out lots of people.
Shh, sketch.
He didn't say which key though, did he?
He didn't know.
Could be South Keys. Could be North Keys.
Could be Bowler Keys.
They're always around this time of year, Nobby.
What?
It's the 24th of September.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ho, ho, ho.
We're 3 months away from Christmas Eve, yeah?
Oh, God, yeah. That's what? Also a Friday.
Is it?
Yep. Anyway. And Christmas Day and Stephen's Day, you get the 27th and the 28th in lieu.
In lieu. Yes, indeed. Here's what's hot, right?
Okay.
Little live pets gotta go turtle. I think they're turtles that go to the toilet.
Okay.
They're 40 quid or something. And the Santa Claus, of course, is working on stuff as well. So this is just the ones that are popular in shops. Monopoly, always huge.
Is it?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Decoder, it's a new version of it. Barbie Dream House Play Set.
Yeah, they're very expensive for what they are.
€360.
In my experience, you'd be better off asking Santa to try and get one of them, because see if you can make it cheaper.
Yeah. Paw Patrol Movie Ultimate City Tower. $215.
What?
Yeah.
Bits of plastic, like.
The VTech Leapland Adventure Set. The VTech stuff's very good.
I think I have one of them.
It's quite reasonably priced.
It's been dropped a lot and it still works.
VTech cameras. Yeah.
Yeah, I have one of them.
They have a camera. You can video, you can camera, you can do audio notes, you can play games on it.
Very good.
There's a screen. They're very good. They're
and
great.
Here's a little tip. Get yourself a little micro SD card and you'll be able to fit loads more photographs and videos onto it.
Get a 32 gig one.
That's what I have
that's
in mind.
That's the one.
I said, here, I have a spare one. Here you go.
A Nerf Roblox Adopt Me Bees Blaster, €47. I love the Nerf stuff.
What's the title like all again?
The Nerf Roblox. So Roblox is huge, but Adopt Me Bees Blaster.
Adopt Me Bees.
Adopt Me! !! Bees! !! Right. Blaster. I have there's a Nerf target that lights up.
Oh yeah,
that is the crack.
Have you got it?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
You do it after a few fizzies. Does it work?
No, I would never use a firearm after a few fizzies.
It's not a firearm.
It is. And you have to have the same rules apply. Don't ever look down the Nerf gun. Never look down it. What are you doing?
Never look down the barrel of a gun, son.
Look down it. I don't care if there's no bullets in it. Don't look down that Nerf. Don't point it at people's face. No, that's good. It's good. Nerf's good.
I knew a fellow was using a shotgun as a walking stick before and he blew half his toe off. So don't ever use...
He was using a shotgun as a walking stick. Oh God, love him.
Never mess around with firearms.
He blew half his toe off.
Yeah.
Where was he walking?
I don't want to go into any more details.
Okay.
Just don't mess with firearms.
Are you sure you weren't on the set of Kin or something?
No. If I was, though, I'd tell him to get on with it.
It was a slow mover, is it?
Yeah, well, if you watched last week's episode where the two boys are in the pub and your man saying, I don't want marriage advice from you, our Keane, who works here, who is obsessed with Dublin pubs, the ones that are open, the ones that are closed down, the ones that
are... He reviews them and everything, doesn't he? He has a website and everything.
I thought that pub was also in, because a lot of it's in the Mason, all the nice stuff is in the Mason, but there's a scene where they're chatting and I thought it was the bar of the Mason. It's not. It's a pub in Ringsend that isn't open anymore, so they were able to use it.
Wow.
And you can see the chimneys of Dublin in the background out the window in that scene.
He told me that Keane told me that he went to a pub. I don't think it's still with us. And you go downstairs, very dodgy pub. It's called The Pharmacy. You can work out why yourself.
Right.
Anyway, and I think it was flooded. And he got a few looks from people going, well, you're in the wrong place, pal.
He looked nice to be around here. Yeah. All right.
His mission is to drink in every Dublin pub.
Back to the toys there, Jim. What else?
Sorry, yes. I'm sorry, did you break concentration? That's all the usuals, you know, Monopoly. Ghostbusters Lego Creator Set, €230.
That's all very expensive.
Why is Ghostbusters suddenly, is that going to be big again?
Why is it €230?
Is Ghostbusters, is there a movie coming out or something?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, my tip for the top, right, forget about that list. My tip for the top is Gravitrax. I think I mentioned it before. It's the best toy in the world.
Okay.
Okay, it's...
Gravitrax.
Probably boys would be probably more interested in it than girls, but girls could easily find it great fun as well. But Gravitrax It's the best toy in the world. You build these tracks for these little metal marbles. Class.
Excellent. Excellent advice there. Not €230 either, is it?
Well, it can be quite expensive if you buy all the bits and pieces, but it starts off quite reasonable, yeah.
So this weekend, we are getting ready for a certain movie that's coming out, and some of the stars of it, including Daniel Craig, will be on the show next week. It's very early in the morning, very early in the morning, as Joel Curry would say, so I have to really dance around this, but seriously, where do people get these things? So there is a clock this morning in front of me, Jim.
Yeah.
Not on the wall. It's a clock of when would be the best time for you and your partner to dance, right? And apparently,
right. I've heard of these before, and it usually is around now, isn't it?
Well, it's 7:30, and the next step is 9:00. So we'll go close to 7:30. But apparently, couples who get ready together stay together. But not only
get ready for work, like.
Yeah, so if you're getting dressed, you know, if you have us on in the background and whatever, you have us on a smartphone. Apparently, you should tell your man.
We could have been in the background when people were.
What jocks he should wear today, and vice versa.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
And then you're dressing each other, but not actually dressing each other.
Yeah.
And that's what couples should be doing between 7:30 and 8:00 in the morning.
Talking about what they should be
wearing. Don't let them go near you.
The blue one or the white one?
No, you can't. No.
Oh, no messing.
No messing.
Okay,
you
good.
Just tell me what socks I should wear.
And what about this clock then?
Oh, the clock is just, you know, different.
So have you missed your 7:30 window now?
No, I think you'd still just have time, yeah. Yeah.
For what? For getting dressed or for...
Just for getting dressed and the act of anticipation would be the word.
But at 9:00, most people would be leaving the house at 9:00.
I work from home, Jim.
They certainly do.
No, you should only just get coffee at that stage, honey. It's grand.
Just don't join the Zoom call at the wrong time.
You should actually be doing... 6:00 is cuddle o'clock.
Cuddle o'clock in the evening?
Yeah.
Who has time to cuddle during the 6:00 news?
And actually, it shouldn't be till nearly 11:00 tonight.
11?
Yeah, if you're not too tired.
Okay.
So, here you go.
Where do you get that clock?
I'll tweet it. Actually, no, I won't. I won't. Just Google it.
Come on, look what time it is.
You thought it was 1:00? No, it's a different o'clock. Okay, Dish Dirt really is on the way now, right? It's 7:46 on F104.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy, sell your car the easy way. Instant cash for your car today. Visit autobuy.ie.
It's been settled.
What?
The Scripps lawsuit with James Arthur.
How much did he give them?
James Arthur has settled a lawsuit, copyright lawsuit, with The Scripps over his biggest hit. Name that song.
It's his best song, fairness, but it was cogged.
But it sounded very like The Man Who Can't Be Moved. He settled a £14 million lawsuit.
You're joking.
No, 14 million. Now I don't know what the settlement was, but that how much?
Jesus, I didn't think it was going to be that much money.
The Scripps said it was too similar to their 2008 hit, The Man Who Can't Be Moved. It's not know the terms of the settlement, but the Scripps singer Daniel O'Donoghue, he's wearing his suit.
It's the mother, DOD.
And guitarist Mark Sheehan have now formally listed as songwriters on Arthur's track.
Wow.
And the band's lawyer, Richard, who represented Marvin Gaye's estate in the successful lawsuit of Robin Thicke and Pharrell Williams over the song Blurred Lines.
They got him
in.
Oh dear.
Yeah. Richard Bush, if you're ever looking for him. Bush was from firm King and Ballow, filed a suit in LA.
Wow.
And
James Arthur
made $20 million from that song.
I was going, how do you make that much money from a song?
That's how much he made.
That's incredible.
From all the album sales, downloads, I don't know, performance, royalties, whatever it is, I don't know.
See you in court, so you won't let
go. The lawsuit demanded all streaming, distribution, publishing and touring revenue connected to the song, as well as statutory damages. They have made a nice little earner from that now.
Wow, they certainly have. Also, very brief, there's new music out from Coldplay and BTS today. It's called My Universe. And in the next Dish the Dirt, we'll have a trailer for The Many Saints of Newark. We'll be hearing from the cast.
Ten
questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie car insurance. Empowering Irish women every day. Visit MissQuote.ie.
So, Ali from Tala has been out every weekend that's been available to her since lockdown lifted. But this weekend you're staying in.
Yeah.
What gives?
Yeah, I planned on having just a quiet one this weekend.
But this is payday weekend if you get paid for the month. What are you thinking, like?
No, it's not payday till next Thursday for me. The last day of the month.
Well, if you win €1,000 in the next minute or two, you might change your plans, would you?
Yeah, hopefully. But I'm staying home to I'm actually looking to find a car this weekend, so it'd be lovely to have €1,000 towards that.
What kind of car are you looking at?
I'm getting a Polo.
Okay, any particular colour?
White.
White Polo. White right. Polo. Very specific, right?
Yeah.
Best of luck in the search.
Thanks.
Any nurses selling any Polos? We got a buyer.
It's a good car.
Right, 10 questions. We'll give you €1,000 if you get them all right. Are you ready for the 10?
Yeah.
Come on, Ali. These are very easy today.
Okay.
You say that every day.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
In which direction does the sun rise?
South.
How many zeros in 100,000?
Six.
What's the first name of the Liverpool striker, Salah?
Mo.
Starting with H, what word describes the time of year when crops are gathered?
I don't know.
True or false? Australia has a fence longer than the Great Wall of China.
False.
What do you call a shape that has five sides?
A hexagon.
Who was the first man to walk on the moon?
Neil Armstrong.
Who's older, Scarlett Johansson or Anne Hathaway?
Anne Hathaway.
What county is Corktown in?
Westford.
And in what year was Despacito a hit song in 2017 or was it 2018?
2017.
Correct. Yes. Were you on holidays that year or something?
I was at the Justin Bieber concert.
Oh yeah.
Because he had he teamed up with the lads.
He did it without the lads that time, did he?
Yeah, and he didn't sing Despacito at the concert either, so me and my sister were raging.
What a letdown, Bieber. Was that the time he was in Bushy Park and people were shouting at him?
Yeah.
Probably was.
Justin Bieber, look over here.
Did you say they were easy, Jim? Yeah.
The majority of those were for 6 to 8 year old school kids' questions.
I wouldn't have known harvests, I have to say, to be honest with you.
Harvest, when you gather your crops, is the harvest, no?
I suppose, yeah, but.
That's hard, was it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. The sun rises in the east. There are 5 zeros in 100,000.
Mo Salah, running down the wing.
Australia has a fence longer than the Great Wall of China. It was built many years ago. It's to protect sheep from dingoes. It's the largest fence in the world.
That's a very interesting school day fact, now. I'll give you that one.
Yeah. It's been there for a long, long time to protect their sheep.
The Pentagon, or just the Pentagon, has five sides. I presume the Pentagon has five sides as well, is it?
It does.
That's why it's called that, yeah.
It's got Neil Armstrong was the first man on the moon. You finished strongly. Anne Hathaway is 2 years older than Scarlett.
Westford, she could have been your mother.
And it was 2017 that you went to that gig. You got 5 today, Ali.
Ah.
But you're staying in, so it's grand. You don't need the money anyway. Good luck with the car search, okay?
Thanks a million.
Ask them for a free tank of juice. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
FM 104's 10th My Gaff with Des Kelly Interiors, where quality costs less.
Des Kelly Interiors have an amazing prize to give to one lucky person this morning. All the carpets, the floors, the bedding, the interiors, and we'll top it up with a load of gadgets and appliances for your gaff.
So a parade of vehicles is on the way.
Good morning, lads.
How are you?
So we have an FM104 Roadster. It's a Honda HR-V.
Right.
We've got a massive Des Kelly truck behind me, and we've another FM104 Roadster. You will not be able to miss us. All I'm going to tell you is we're on the keys. Nothing else. bar. We are on the Keys. We have left FM 104. I'm not even going to tell you what part, what side of the Keys we're on, but we're on the Keys. If you see us, give us a beep, give us a wave. We are going to change someone's life within the hour. €15,000, thanks to Des Kelly Interiors. Like, I don't know where I'd start. I'd probably cry first, then have a fry, and then think about it. Like,
a cry and a fry. Crossy, yeah. How many people, so there's two F104 cars, how will people know who is not you?
I am the only man. Okay. Wearing black. And your hair.
You're leading the parade.
I'm leading the parade, yeah.
So does Hannah's hair look better than yours?
Oh, absolutely. Right. Absolutely. I am a thorn in Hannah's side.
Is Hannah driving the backup vehicle?
She is. I always love when people drive past and they go, the lads always look in to go, Jesus, I wonder who's this, and then they see me and I'm like, hi, yes. So it's probably gonna happen today as well.
Who's driving the Des Kelly Interiors truck?
We've got a man in the Des Kelly Interior trucks. He has a beard. He has muscles. Girls, you're going to love him. You're going to love him. You don't get to win him, though, sadly, but he's driving the Des Kelly Interior truck. Give him a bit of love as we drive down the Keys. Can you hear me beep? Hang on there. There you go.
Very good. So that's after nine, horn. At some point, someone's going to get one of these.
Oh, sorry.
And we will give them the good news. Well, thanks to Des Kelly Interiors, deskelly.ie. Sorry, Cross, you haven't had much sleep.
I haven't had much sleep, but look, we're going to change someone's life with Des Kelly Interiors. We're along the Keys at this moment in time. I'll just tell you where we are now. We're just at the crossroads at O'Connell Bridge. Ballast House is right beside me to my left. O'Connell Street is to my right. And we're heading somewhere along the Keys.
Thanks, Crossy.
Okay, Crossy, we'll talk to you after nine. Bye.
So yesterday I decided I'd give Kanye's new album a listen.
Oh yeah, well, for work purposes, if nothing else, you know.
Yeah, Donda is the name of the album.
Yeah.
And I'd read reviews. I don't really like reading reviews of anything, and the reviews were that it's a kind of a double album. They said it could have been an amazing single album, but he's such a genius, he has to get everything out. And the opening track is kind of, he sets out his style. This is going to be a curveball. Some of the stuff on this album is going to be a bit weird. There's some amazing tracks on it. Like Jail is an amazing, the second track is unreal.
Is the opener an actual song, or is it just kind of a,
well, it's called Donda Chant, right?
Donda Chant. Okay,
so this is Kanye.
Have you got it?
Yeah, this is how he opens his brand new album.
Donda, 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 Donda. Danda, 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 danda.
Now, what?
Danda, danda, danda.
When you listen to the album, it makes more sense.
Danda, 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 danda.
What?
Danda.
This is Kanye West.
Danda, danda. Danda, 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 danda.
Okay, so I don't know whether he's just testing people's levels there of like how long will they stick with this or not.
Yeah.
But there is a kind of a lot of chanty stuff in the album.
Danda.
But then after that initial track, it does kick in with like amazing Jail.
Yeah, so Jail is the one you say. Can I play
this,
Jim?
This is good. Take where you are. Such a good song.
Donda.
Donda. But you know, when you listen to the whole album, that Donda, 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 like I get it. There's chance in it.
Could you just
like,
look at your seat Donda, there? Donda. Yeah, the chance.
Donda. Anyway, it's good. He's a genius. I will forgive him anything.
Okay, nearly everything.
Nearly everything.
On that same note, 1% of artists take 80% of the streaming audience and also, in turn, revenue. So if you are hooked up to any sort of music streaming service and you're paying whatever a month and you think that's all going to the artists, it is, but only, it's slim pickings for artists trying to be discovered. And also, when you were growing up years ago, you would be discovering music from maybe friends recommending stuff or just browsing tunes. Now it's all done by algorithms, and the artists who aren't Dua Lipa and Ed Sheeran and The Weeknd and Eminem, who were the most streamed artists of last year on Spotify, are sort of saying, well, the music provider apps, can they control algorithms. So how do I get a look in?
It's incredible as well. Sometimes you listen to a song and it's like it knows you, and it'll put on another song that knows you're going to love. If you like that, or know you're going to love this. You can get it completely wrong as well, though.
Yeah. So, I mean, basically you've got three massive labels. You've got Warner, you've got Sony, and you've got Universal. And combined, I mean, they're untouchable. And they control all the mainstream stuff. You know, they make a lot of money themselves. They make a lot of money for artists and stuff. But basically, if you think that by streaming you're supporting an artist, you're kind of not. You still need to go on iTunes and buy an album from them if you really want to support an artist you love.
I think they make more money from their merch now.
And then you've got Spotify, Amazon and Apple, who are the three biggest streaming companies combined with the three biggest labels. And it's just like...
Buy a physical copy, go to the gig, get a t-shirt. That's if you really want to support the band.
Well, streaming through Spotify now accounts for more than 80% of music consumption. Musicians have repeatedly raised concerns about the distribution of the 1.7 billion revenues that goes. For example, if you play a song on F104, all the artists individually get some royalties. But with streaming, it is quite different. So if you're Dua Lipa, Lewis Capaldi, Harry Styles, Ed Sheeran, you're grand. But if you're anything even slightly below that, it's not as rewarding. And the less artists that can make money, the less artists the world will have. Because they'll just be like, I can't make... How do I pay my bills if I...
Mm.
So, I don't know.
Coming up...
It's like a climate change chat about music platforms.
So, this is a very funny thing this girl did. So, her boyfriend thinks she's a bit of an idiot when it comes to her car. Mm. Right? So, she thought she'd put it to the test. And... she did a little prank on him just to see if he'd believe it. Then you could try this with somebody. So she sent him a text and she put the text up online and she said, look, I've had to leave my car in for a service.
Okay.
And he said, what's wrong with it? So she put all the back and forth from the text. And she said, I've ran out of water in my windshield wipers.
All right.
And he said, but you don't need to have a service for that.
Just top it up.
You don't need a service to fill it up, he said. And then she said, She'd already left it in and she transferred £340 for a mechanic to do the job. It was non-refundable. And the boyfriend started flipping out, going, what are you doing?
Go around.
So he offered to do that. He said, I'm going to go around there and get the money back for you. She said, look, it's non-refundable. He's having you on. Don't do it. Come back. And she's put this up online and it's gone viral this morning. And he said, please don't. He's begging her, please don't tell me you've done that. And she says, I've already transferred the money. And he said, look, he'd need to do a service and change. He said he needs to do a service and change the tank for a bit and then he'd fill it up. And he said, listen, ask for your money back and say you don't need it. You've had it done recently. And she says, it's not refundable. And then he was flipping out, so he was going to go around there and he was going to sort them out. And then she told him she was joking and she goes, do you think I'm stupid? And he responded, yes, I do.
Joke backfired on you then. But you're not talking for a while. £340 for the washer fluid. I mean,
the poor man was very stressed now when he believed that she'd left it in to get her windscreen wipers refilled.
Mechanics, do people always assume you're stroking? Like, you know, it just feels like people never believe. I'd say it is a thankless job because even if you're being as honest as the day is long, people think they're adding something extra on there.
Yeah.
The more labour, the more cost. That's the general rule of thumb.
But you can see their faces when they realise they're talking to somebody who doesn't know their cars. They do kind of go, oh.
Is there anyone out there in the world who's charged money to fill up a washer fluid reservoir? I'm sure there is.
There couldn't be.
You would like to think not, but it's an excuse.
I've heard of people going into garages with their lights broken and they've replaced the bulb and said, nah, you're grand. It's only 50 cent.
The bulbs in cars are so hard to replace now. There's no space for hands to go down. They've done it deliberately to make you have to go back to a dealer or a mechanic to get it done. I'm convinced of it. You really can't fit your hands into the bulb. Like, you just can't. You've got to take things off. Take things out. Need special tools. Anyway, where is that? Is it on TikTok? Where did
it's
you put
it? It's on TikTok, yeah.
Okay.
Dublin's F104, it is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. Here we go.
We will have Jade from Little Mix and the best of the Strawberry Alarm Clock tomorrow morning between 9 and midday. Do not miss it.
We're a big fan.
FM104's Pimp My Gaff with Des Kelly Interiors, where quality costs less.
So we've been doing this for a couple of weeks. Today is Des Kelly Interiors Day as we go to somebody's house somewhere in Dublin. We're live on a windy street. Good morning, Crossy. How are you?
Good morning, guys. We're hiding behind the wall. I'm going to tell you something. the Ireland League. We have a couple of qualifiers for the Ireland, so we're somewhere in England. Can you hear me loud and clear? Yeah.
Well, it's very windy behind that wall, but we'll.
It's very here. I'm gonna put my hood up. Can you hear me now?
Well, that's much better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're looking even worse now.
You look a bit of Rob McGaff crossing.
Instagram right now. I actually have my jacket right over my head.
This is so strange.
Hello, everybody on Instagram Live. Well,
you look like somebody coming out of the forecourts who doesn't want to be interviewed.
No, we've got 15,000 euro worth of Des Kelly Interiors products up for grabs. Right.
They are your one-stop shop for affordable flooring, beds and mattresses of the highest quality in all our spacious stores.
Okay, I'm just afraid of it.
Give us an L ding dong there.
So, he's now approaching the house. He's passing.
Do we know what part
gates
of Dublin he's in, no?
We're in Lucan. Remember earlier on I told you Shane Carr?
Shane Carr, Lucan. Yes, which he
did
explained
to
us. There's nothing to do with the song, but yeah.
He's not from Uncle Dad.
Well, sure, look.
Anyway.
Okay, we are now going up to the house now.
What's the name of the estate?
We're in Foxborough, in Lucan.
You know Lucan's
big
place.
They're looking inside. They're looking at us.
Oh,
it's number 28. Here we go.
I think they've worked it out now.
Here we go. 2 seconds. Can you hear that? Ladies and gentlemen, Jen O'Neill has just won 15,000 euro worth of Des Kelly Interior products. You can't cuddle me. No, with COVID. Give me a high five. Oh my God, she's now hugging her other half.
Elbor,
we're hugging
Elbor
each other because she can't hug me. There's a dog outside. You got your shoes on. Watch your... Jen, how did you feel?
I got words.
Words.
We've been watching for the last few minutes on the Instagram Live. People, they're going, oh my God, they're running around. I'm like, no. Well, Jesus, they are. And I said to them, well, I go out and say, are you looking for me? I was like, no, don't be so obvious. It's not you.
Are you looking for me?
Can you hear us loud and clear?
Yes, we can. What is the first room in Jen's gaff that's
actually they've got FM 104 on the app here. That's what I could hear back there. Jen, how do you feel right now?
Oh, I'm so happy.
What would you spend this 15,000 euro?
New floors, new carpets, the kids' bedrooms. They both need to be done. Our bedroom needs to be done. Are you okay?
And what's your name? Colin, everybody. Give Colin a big round of applause, everybody. We're gonna walk into your house. We're gonna see what we're gonna do. We're gonna get you a new couch as well. We're gonna get you a new table and chairs. We're gonna get you a new plasma screen as well. This is brilliant, all with thanks to Des Kelly Interiors. Jen, you're absolutely shaking. Don't worry, there's no mess here at all. Don't worry about it.
What's there?
Say hello to Jimmy Jiminabi.
Oh, I love you guys. Hi.
Hello, Jen. How are you?
Hi, Jen.
I made him laugh during the week.
Jen's waving at the at the camera as you can see it. Lads, I'm going to turn it on so you're going to be able to see Jen there now.
Hi, Jen.
Hey, Jen.
How are you?
Oh.
Bit emotional.
This is unreal.
A few tears.
Oh, my God. I'm speechless. I'm honestly speechless. I don't know what to say.
Okay,
Did you think you were going to be a winner?
Yeah, obviously, because I was in the draw. So, But when he texted me, where is he? Colin on the way home, he said, I've gone by Biden during Palmerston. Oh, my God, it could be us. And then when they said to go live, we're literally around the corner. It's like, oh, what are the odds? What are the odds? So, yeah.
You're absolutely shaking. You're shaking. Lads, this is one of the best houses I've ever been to. With thanks to Des Kelly Interiors, Jen O'Neill has got 15,000 euro worth of a home makeover. Oh my God, you're shaking. I think you need a cup of tea with maybe something else in it.
I think I'll have a whiskey.
Congratulations,
Jim,
guys.
We're going to hand you back to the studio. Let's get one more last cheer for Jen O'Neill, everybody.
Well done, everyone.
She has her giant check with 15 grand written on it.
That looks good.
Oh man.
15,000 euro. Oh my God.
She's
amazing prize.
Excited.
Hard luck to everybody who tried to win. But we've more prizes.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.